All right, what did you get a chance to drive?
Yeah, so I got to drive something a little bit different, but you and I have been fortunate to be in these cars several times over the years. It's a little, you know, it's one of those staple cars that we talked about. That's a 2024 Toyota Prius, Dad. This is not the Prime. This is your kind of original Prius, which is just your typical hybrid, although over the years they have sort of upgraded them in a way, in the fact that this model was all-wheel drive, and they are all-wheel drive optional, right? Just okay. Depending on how you do it, it ends up adding a another electric motor to the rear wheel, so that way you can get that all-wheel drive. It bumps it up to almost 200 horsepower. And here's the deal, Dad, the Priuses are not going to blow you away. They're not the most stylish vehicles out there, and they're not supposed to be, right?
I will but say this new one looks better than they have, though.
Well, and I was going to say, if folks haven't looked at one since they've redesigned them, I would encourage you to do that. They look much better than they have in the past. They're not quite as futuristic-y, boxy. They look a little bit more like a traditional sedan, I would say, right?
Yep, agree.
As compared to years past.
Agree.
This model was an XLE, which is kind of their middle package, which pretty much gives you everything you want on it, Dad. But the biggest thing for me is price point, $36,587. For a car that gives you all-wheel drive, you get a fixed glass. It's a moonroof. It's not an actual you know sunroof that can open and close sort of a thing. You've got an accessory package. You've got a touch display, a decent sound system. You've got some nice creature comforts on the inside, but it's nothing that's going to again blow the doors off. But again, a car in the mid 30s, Dad, and you've driven these Priuses of late. It's not really it's a very respectable vehicle driving down the road, not going to, again, really knock anyone's socks off, but I don't know if that's the intention of it.
No, and by the way, I fully agree with you on that one, and they are a staple in that hybrid end of things is probably the best way for me to say that, and the reality is, very well put together car. That's the lead. I mean, that's really where Toyota started with all of what they've got today, really across their entire lineup. They've done a fabulous job on the hybrid end of things. In fact, I got somebody that asked me the other day, hey, thinking about buying a hybrid, even used, which car do I buy? I'm not trying to put down all of the other brands, Richard, but that was an easy choice back. I literally sent back and said, you have two choices, Toyota Lexus. Pick which one you want. Buy one of their hybrids. And yeah, I know Toyota hears this, but that was my honest answer. And Richard, you know the reason why.
They just work second to none. The way that it shifts between electric, only depending on the conditions, to the gas engine. And some people say, well, it's a little bit noisy when it switches to it. Well, yeah, because you're going from an electric motor to a gas engine coming on, right? There's got to be some noise. There's got to be a change involved in it. But it really is. They've pioneered this technology in a way, Dad. And I know that other people came up before them, and you could argue that, different manufacturers have done different things. All I can tell you is that it works phenomenally. I would have no issues buying this car and planning on being in this car and owning this car for a number of years. And especially here in Colorado, Dad, some people are going to look at that all-wheel drive and say, man, do you need a Prius for all-wheel drive? Do you need an all-wheel drive in your Prius? Well, here in Colorado, Dad, about six times a year, you do, right? And it would be a nice thing to have that I think people wouldn't complain about. So, yeah, like you said, if you're in the market for a hybrid, you're looking for something where, in theory, let me double-check my numbers here, you should be able to get about 50 miles per gallon, which it's hard to find a car out there these days. That that can do that, obviously, and they do that with their hybrid powertrain. So I encourage folks to get out, test drive these vehicles. The back seat room's a little bit tight, but I'll say this. I was able to get some booster seats in the back without too much of an issue. So, take that for what it's worth. But if you've got a family of three or four, you could definitely fit a car seat and do some stuff in the back that way. So encourage folks, head out to the local Toyota, test drive this. Get your friends in it. Get your family in it, because, again, depending on your situation, that may be a big thing for you. And once you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.